What's the best way to cut your toenails? Thanks for asking. Caring for yourself involves more than just tending to your nails. It's about making sure they're well groomed, especially those on your toes. Trimming them properly is also key to avoiding painful ingrown nails. But on the other hand, going overboard with your clippers can cause problems too. So let's discuss how to find the right middle ground. According to the East Sussex Healthcare NHS Trust, the best tool for the job is either nail clippers, which are lever-style cutters, or nippers, which have more of a plier style. It may be easiest to cut your nails after you've had a bath, shower, or foot bath, as they'll be slightly softer as a result.
What's the best cutting technique then?
The trick is to avoid going too deep into the corners of your nails. You want to aim for a straight cut, really, rather than a curved one. If you want, you can gently round off the corners with a file, but don't go digging too far. This helps ensure there are no sharp bits left hanging around. And however tempting it might be, don't trim your nails too short. If you do, the skin might end up growing over the nail, causing all sorts of trouble. Also, leave your cuticles alone. Those are the thin layers of clear dead skin located at the nail bed, and they're there to protect your nails. If you want to clean underneath your toenails, definitely steer clear of using sharp objects to do so. A soft nail brush will do the job effectively without any risk of causing injury.
What if I end up with an ingrown nail?
If it's not too painful and there's some inflammation but no pus, health experts recommend soaking your foot in warm water for 20 minutes, 3 times a day. You can also dab on some topical antiseptic. The rest of the time, try to keep your foot aired out or wear roomy shoes to ease the discomfort. But if the inflammation sticks around and gets worse, or if you start getting a fever, you should go to see your doctor. They can point you in the right direction, which will possibly be to a podiatrist, which is the fancy term for a foot doctor. Once the problem's sorted, they'll be able to give you some tips to help prevent it from happening again, like avoiding tight shoes, for example.
What about if my toenail goes yellow or black?
If your toenail starts looking yellow, the chances are it's a fungal infection. These thrive in warm, damp places and can spread if you're not careful. Treat it with some antifungal cream and make sure to wear cotton socks to keep your feet dry. Meanwhile, a blackened nail is usually the result of a trauma, like stubbing your toe or dropping something onto it. If the black spot moves along with your nail growth, it's probably just a small blood clot under the nail. But if it stays put, it's best to see a dermatologist for a checkup. They'll want to rule out anything more serious, like melanoma, which could potentially require surgery. There you have it. Now you know what the best way to cut your toenails is. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.